step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Happy Sunday, everybody. It is Hood Action News. I hope everybody's doing all right today. We are your hosts. I'm Gigi.
I'm A.E.
And I'm Nicole.
And child, tonight we about to talk about this Grammy situation with BTS. I already got a title for this, and I can't wait. We're going to talk more about this Tuesday on the live stream, but man, we got the... look. I went, and I was looking at the... I was trending on Twitter, and they're mad. They're all mad.
Everybody's mad.
They're mad. Gosh,
shut up.
This is great. So, how many times have they submitted songs to the Academy in the last?
This has to be like the third time.
They did one for Butter. They did one for Dynamite. I don't know what they did for this year.
They didn't even nothing this year, really.
But dang, to lose 3 years in a row? All y'all Grammy nominations?
You know, they said
third
time is a charm. In this case, it's been a disaster. I'm sorry. Look, this is just embarrassing at this point. Fans are upset. They're on Twitter. They're mad. They're hashtagging stuff. Look, this was bound to happen. Butter was terrible. Dynamite was terrible. That last album they had, I don't know. I don't know. Like, this different over here when we do award shows, you know what I'm saying? Over there in Korea, they just be voting anybody to win, and it's just different. So I don't know what y'all expect. We can't do that over her. Not over her. Come on, man. They ain't even come to the Grammys this year.
They knew they was going to lose.
Jen is in the military. They was over there in Paris. I don't know what they was doing. Jungkook was online acting the fool. Like, come on,
getting
man.
Drunk as usual.
Right.
Looking like somebody auntie.
Girl, you see his hair?
Yes. He got a nice
little got that Saturday Night Fever hair going on. Yeah.
John Travolta, girl. They are out here. They're mad. They are so upset right now. And I don't know why y'all can't be upset. Y'all, I don't know why y'all upset. This is not that serious. People don't win. I mean, just happens. It just, in this case, BTS didn't win again.
Nuna, can you read the quote that Nigga June said about the Grammys, please?
Okay, let's go look at Good old Namjoon. Where is he at? I gotta go back and look. Here we go. Here it is. Good old Kim Namjoon. It would be better if we got a Grammy. But so what if we didn't? In the end, getting it means you have one more trophy at home, and after that, your daily routine repeats. I don't think that's how that goes, buddy.
Because you keep sending this shit in, wanting to be nominated. Half the damn group don't want to even be there.
Right. V is one of the main ones. The last time he was there, that man just wanted to smoke his cigarettes.
He wanted to go home to Jennifer.
And just like you just trying to cover up your sour grapes, sir, trying to act like it ain't that big of a deal, but you the one most thirsty for the Grammy out of all of them.
Exactly. And here's another quote. Whether we get the Grammys or not, we already got what we wanted and we got you, so that means we got everything. So please don't forget about that. Stay healthy and happy. Y'all, yeah, you got them all right, and you can't get rid of them. And look what they're doing to y'all. You're just miserable.
Yeah. A mess. Just have y'all trapped in your own lives.
This is really sad. Do you think this man he's gonna try to basically nominate his album for next year? Because that album was not, did he know better? Don't submit that in, buddy.
That album was total nigga insurance. That's all that album was. And I feel like he is still going to submit, like, hey, I got all these black folks support me. That must mean I'm hot. So I should win this Grammy. I got all these black legends on it. Nobody cares. No one cares.
See, now, so these are what's being nominated. So they done lost the pop duo performance. They lost that. And then there is the best music video. It's Harry Styles, As It Was, All Too Well, Taylor Swift, Easy On Me, Adele, Doja Cat, Woman, and The Heart Part 5. The Heart Part 5 was good. I think that might win. That's, come on, man. And an album of the year in These Silent Days, Coldplay, and Mary J. Blige. They really want that My Universe to win really bad. They wanted to win so bad.
But it's horrible.
It's really bad. Rest in peace on David Bowie, because he said that Coldplay music was just terrible. He said that it just was not good at all.
I cannot tell you one Coldplay song.
Me neither.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar wins Best Rap Album. Thank you. Yes.
As he should.
Yes. He won over DJ Khaled, Boo, Future, Jack Harlow, The Chicken Man, and Pusha T.
Thank goodness.
We Cried Together was a good-ass fucking song.
Yes. Oh, my God. Y'all, the Kendrick Lamar album was really good. That album was so good from beginning to the end. I enjoy that album.
It was good. Me too.
Pusha T album, it was okay. It was all right. I had DJ Khaled. What does he do?
He's a producer.
No, I know what he do, but just like he gets, this is what he do. He get everybody mainstream to be on the album and it be too much, basically.
Yeah, like all the famous top Negroes he can get, he gets them on the album, think that's going to do something. Like, bruh, people still don't care about you.
They really don't.
Right. I be forgetting that he be dropping music.
Right. If it ain't him being like a freaking Diddy all up in the music video and all these other people that people actually want to listen to.
We the best. You know,
him being the way.
We the best. Another one.
They the best. We don't know you like that. Like, we don't even know you like that.
The only song that I like of his is Wild Thoughts, but that's because of Rihanna and Bryson. What's that boy named Bryson Tiller?
Bryson Tiller, yeah. Only because of those two.
That's it. What's the other one he had with Beyonce? Shining. I love that song. That's about it. Shining.
Yeah. We rock with it because it's Beyonce.
That's it. And pull aside that poor little boy. I be feeling sorry for him. He love his daddy though, but I know his wife be so embarrassed of him. Oh my goodness.
I would be too.
Cause he be in the house talking about another one, and she told him you be the. She was cussed. She cussed him out so bad one day. I'm gonna find that video, y'all. Put it in Discord. She be cussing him out. She be cussing him out.
Oh, you talking about that video where he was boxing? No, she was boxing outside.
Yes.
And he was sitting here being inspirational. She told him to shut the hell up.
Because he was just sitting there. He wasn't even trying.
Remember that time Asai was asleep and he was up here yelling? He was loud. And she was like, would you be quiet? The baby's trying to sleep. And he was loud, and she kept me. She was like, will you shut the fuck up? The baby's sleeping. He would not be quiet. And she got mad at him. She always be cussing him out. She always cusses him out. They got two kids, though. They got two kids now. Good old.
I mean, forget about that youngest baby, though.
Me, too. I know about Asad. Asad is cute. He love his daddy.
Daddy video.
I'm going to watch it later.
This is hilarious. I'm just laughing at these nominations right now. And he ain't this. He ain't getting. They're mad. They're really mad right now. They're mad. Let's see. Okay. Mooney Long wins best R&B performance for His and Hers. Hers and Hers. Good.
Yes.
You finally got her flowers.
I wish I had a time machine.
And shout out to Viola. She finally got her EGOT, well deserved.
Yes.
As she should.
Yes.
With her Annalise King walk.
Yes.
And Beyonce has tied with George Solti for the most Grammys. The woman got 31 Grammys. All right, Beyonce, go ahead, girl. Go ahead. So,
and she's about to go on tour.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is great. I'm rooting for all the Negroes tonight.
Yes.
All of them.
And shout out to Tim's, the first artist to win her category from her homeland.
I'm so happy for her.
I'm gonna need Tim's to tell Rihanna, don't play that damn song at the Super Bowl, though. I'm tired of
that. Me too. It's too sad.
Opened up with that shit. I'm done.
It's too sad. It's too sad.
Hey, we had enough.
She better open up with bitch. Better have my money. Mm-hmm. I ain't playing.
One like that. Oh, please don't stop the music. Something.
Pun the replay or something.
Something.
Wild thoughts. Bring out. Hell, I don't even care. You can bring out DJ Khaled just one time. I ain't gonna judge you.
Y'all, Queen Beyonce.
I like to see Bryson Tillman.
Y'all, Beyonce was stuck in traffic. She was late. You know black people be late. She was late for the Grammys, y'all.
Y'all know Beyonce stopped at a chicken joint or something.
She do not want to eat that food. She really do not eat the food at the Grammys, y'all. She really don't.
That food be looking bland as hell. I don't blame her.
This is great. I'm looking at, I don't know what Harry Styles got on again.
I always wonder what goes on in his head after One Direction took that long ass break. You telling me ABBA is still together? And they still making music?
ABBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they popular in Europe. They are very popular in Europe. What the hell? So I posted what Harry Styles, his other outfit he got on. Now he looked like something that need to be on hanging on a Christmas tree.
Um, He looks like torn up aluminum paper.
I don't understand what he's trying to convey with his fashion. It's really bad. This isn't.
Hey, damn. He could have at least switched the shoes up.
You see them shoes he got on, girl? You see them shoes he got on?
Yeah, like them shoes is making me mad. Like, you could have at least put on, like, some disco, some silver disco heels or something. Give you a little extra inch or two.
This is. I don't understand what's going on with him. I'm gonna post another picture up in here too, y'all. Now, y'all look at this picture. Y'all gonna be like, "Oh, look at them! they look so happy at the Grammys."
He looks so damn miserable.
This is supposed to be the new power couple. They look like they can't stand each other.
He looks so miserable.
J Lo ain't got J-Lo no Grammys.
Dragged that man there.
The only award J Lo has won was a Nickelodeon award. That's it. She ain't won no Billboard award, no American Music award, no Grant. She ain't won nothing. That's all she got.
Not even an Emmy.
No.
Damn, J Lo.
Oh, not even an Oscar for them tired ass movies she was in.
No.
He
don't deserve no damn Oscar.
Heck, no. She cannot act. She cannot act. When she was in that movie, Geely, that was the worst movie ever. That was a horrible movie. She can't act. She cannot act. She can't sing. She can't act. Let me see. Does she have any achievements? Let me see. Let's look at her list of awards. Let me see. Okay, she does have a Billboard Music Award. She has one win. That's it.
For what, one Ashanti song?
Yes. She has three. Okay, so she does have three AMAs. That's it. Two Grammy nominations. No wins.
But ain't won one.
Yep. Two Golden Globe nominations, no wins. But she has won MTV Music Awards. But no one really cares about them. That's about it. She ain't got no Emmys. Yeah, she don't even have any Latin Grammy awards.
Oh, and they seem like they didn't love her, like she's just the queen of Puerto Rico. Like, I'm surprised she didn't get one.
They don't like Jenny from the block like that.
No, no, they don't. After she got with P. Diddy, they were like, "Oh no, she's with a Negro." We cannot.
Yeah, that tarnished her. That tarnished her.
Just so proud for Mooney Law. She won over some big artists too.
She sure did.
Like she wrote for a lot of them big artists anyway.
Yep.
She deserved that. I'm proud of her. I can't wait to see more from her. This is a very big achievement for her. I'm just trying to figure out what Blac Chyna got on. Girl, you see what Blac Chyna got on?
They let her at the award ceremony.
Child, yes.
She because her baby daddy is Tyga.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, she did drop some tired-ass songs. That's right. Maybe that's why.
You should look like she should have been at the Met Gala. Because I'm like, what do you got on, girl? Amber Rose is there. Just Candy's there. Why is Candy there? Never mind.
Every man was a woman.
You're not the crying, singing Candy.
No, she probably there for legs and hips and body. What portion
Let's
of Candy?
Get them girls.
You said what portion is it?
Yeah, Portia.
Yeah, she's a part of the song where Portia
Yeah.
legs and hips and body.
Do, 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 do.
Bring y'all boom shakalaka.
Girl, Ice-T and his ugly wife, I mean, his wife, Coco's there. I'm sorry, I should call that woman ugly. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say
She looked like Miss Piggy. You ain't lying.
Man, that's more Tiny's role.
And, oh, Smokey Robinson and his wife is there?
Smokey, I just got some questions for the wife. Why did you let him release that album? That album should never came out. It should have stayed in the drafts. You know, it should have stayed in the back of his mind where it belongs. He should have never put that out.
Gasms.
I'm here thinking this is real. Like, you was too old to be acting like this third. But like someone said in the Discord, he probably in his Quincy Jones phase right now. So,
well, that is true.
Oh my goodness, this is great. All this shit's trending right now. Babe, fire Bob Palinka is on is trending right now.
Oh, Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's trending right now. Let's see. I'm on the Twitter looking up things right now. See. All right. Bad Bunny supposed to be performing. I don't care about him. Oh, wow, they're doing this takeoff this takeoff tribute. That's sad. That's sad right there. That's very sad.
And he was so young too.
He was only 28.
I like Takeoff music. You know, Takeoff really didn't like the out of everybody in that group. Takeoff was the one you never heard nothing from. Takeoff was always minding his business, making his music. He wasn't even about the mess. He was just like, I'm over here. Quavo, Offset, whatever y'all doing, y'all do that. He was like, nah, I ain't trying to get in the middle of it. And the thing that made me upset, Sweetie had the nerve to sit up here and make a diss towards this stuff, towards Quavo during the midst of this man losing his life. And she talking about, oh, I apologize and I'm sorry. Girl, be quiet with your seven soul units. Why would you even make a song like this and put his name in it? That's not even cute. This man just lost his nephew.
Yeah, she didn't need to do that. Like, you had years to diss this man. Why wait now?
Right.
She ain't smart. Because all she do is know how to remix songs.
Yeah, sample queen. Always sampling something. Can't do one song.
Her and Lotto. Damn idiot light skins.
Mm-hmm. The biracial bimbo.
Dr. Miami's biracial experiments.
Cardi B looked crazy. She got was way too many surgeries. I saw her at the Grammys. I'm like, girl, you got to stop. You got to leave alone. Leave alone. Just leave it alone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I ain't going to recognize you. You and Nasal E are out here looking the same at this point. People get a little bit of money and start like working on everything. Like if you want to get a surgery, you want to get you a BBL, get your titties done, do that. You know, that's on you. That's your money. But when it gets to a point where I can't recognize you and you start looking like a Minecraft character, then it's a problem.
Like, damn, you know, more plastic than Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you gonna be looking like Carly Rae soon, sis?
No.
Oh, no.
Not Carly Rae.
Carly? Old-ass Carly?
Yes.
How old?
The one that marched with Martin Luther King, Carly?
Stop. Yes, don't do that one.
That was behind, the one that was behind Harriet Tubman when she was shooting Carly. Yes.
How old is
Carly? She's got to be in her 50s.
She's 49.
Oh, almost in her 50s.
Yeah, she'll be 50 this year.
Louis Prada Gucci, Pop. I don't know. She shouldn't have never blocked Jaden. I. She blocked him. He helped you, sis. Unblock him. She had to block him like that. She helped him with that song.
Well, otherwise, nobody would have known about it.
So BTS, they ain't win. It's the third year in a row. Hilarious. They're going to get mad. They're going to be mad for a couple of weeks now. And then they'll find somebody else to attack, of course, as usual. But, like we were saying, like, y'all can't get mad. They're not, as bad as this sounds, they're not going to let an all-Asian Korean boy band win a Grammy. They just started letting black people win. This, come on, man. Y'all really think they're going to let them win? The Academy is full of white people. All white people. Clive Davis. Huh? This man don't even acknowledge BTS. You think he's going to let them win? No. Like I said, the voting system is different over here, over there. Over there, people will vote for anything that think they sound good and make it win. Because every year, the same people win in Korea for these award shows. BTS,
right.
Aespa, Blackpink, the same groups.
That year at the MAMA Awards was twice won over BTS, and them armies was pissed. Yo!
Listen, Twice be working they asses off. They deserve an award.
Right.
They have so many comebacks they be doing. Like, let them girls have their time.
What made it even crazier was, you know, everybody says, like, oh, BTS is, like, very popular in Korea. Well, Twice won Asia's best artist over BTS.
Show did. One of the girls from Twice bought, I forgot her name. She just bought her mama a luxury penthouse in Taiwan.
Chewy.
Yep.
That's great.
She doing good. Them girls, she done saved her money and bought her mama a house. You better go ahead, girl. Them girls work. They about to have another comeback, too.
And they going to the Billboard Music Awards, the Women's Project thing.
Oh, snap, look at these girls.
Right. They won something at the Billboard Music Awards. And they'll be giving a speech. And I think they'll be performing, too.
See?
I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's great.
They
that's
actually great. Work.
They're going to be salty over that, too. Because, you know, LaQuisha won something. So they know, like, oh, they shouldn't be getting nothing over Blackpink.
See?
They always hate them.
See, Blackpink. Yeah,
but I can see it. I can see it. They're gonna bring Blackpink into it somehow.
But this is gonna be it for Blackpink because I've been keeping up with their concerts and stuff, and they ain't doing so well, man. It's going really bad for them. It's just bad at this point. This tour really has open up the eyes to all these dumb blinks out here that these girls is phony and it's fake. I'm telling y'all, remember I said K-pop is a big old scam? It's nothing but visuals. Nobody can't sing, they can't dance, they can't do nothing. They just sit up there and move a shoulder and think that's cute and that's it.
That's basically it. Nothing but a shoulder move and a back pop because they ain't twerking nothing.
Nothing.
The damn LaQuisha can't keep the group up. She can't keep them up with her dances.
She can't. That girl's tired. And Jisoo, I call her Jisoo. My bad. I did not mean to say that. Jisoo is coming out with a solo album. Why?
He better actor than a damn performer.
Right. Ain't nobody trying to listen to that. What is you got to offer, sis? This is bad. This is really bad. And then y'all know that emergency group is on the way.
Mm-hmm. That, emergency group.
Yeah, the baby baby monster.
Oh Lord. Yeah, the new movement, aka bowel movement. Yeah, them.
I saw the video today of the one they had dropped. This is a 16-year-old girl. She's up here rapping a Jonah Lucas song. What?
Why? No. Yes. Absolutely not.
Right. Joyner Lucas, do you know what that man raps about? Like, are you kidding me? You 15-year-old talking about eating me out and all this stuff. Girl, you should be in school.
Lock him up. She better rap it to Coco Melon.
Oh y'all! Oh, and do y'all see that thing that SM Entertainment is doing? This is a hot mess. This is a hot mess. Do you know they had that big old meeting, right? Uh-huh. So they had that big meeting, right? So basically, the meeting call said that they have to like they're gonna put out 2 to 3 groups a year. So
absolutely not,
yeah, girl. Yeah. So a new group. So look, now a new girl group is coming out. But the thing is, since Lee Suman had left, because you know they had fired him for all that mess, they got this new CEO, right? Lee Suman is Aespa's. Those are his babies, basically. So since Lee Suman's not there anymore, basically, Aespa's going to be put back on the shelf. Aespa was supposed to come out last year, but they didn't. So now this new girl group is coming out. And guess who's going to go back in the storage unit? Aespa.
Oh, Aespa. The only one I feel bad about is Nene. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I care about. Poor Nene. She went through all that nonsense.
Queen Nene. We need you. They finna give them the FX treatment. We ain't seen FX since 2016.
Yep. That's basically what it is, the FX treatment.
Poor Nene.
So, you know, that just SM is just messed up really bad. So now they're trying to. So the group that's supposed to be coming out is that new girl group and NCT, was it Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo and Hollywood.
Yeah.
See, they gonna forever make money off of NCT. See, the concept of NCT is very smart because you don't have to debut no other new group.
Mm-hmm.
You can just keep adding niggas to the same project and rotating,
making
money off of that. Mm-hmm. Rotating. You're putting Mark in every unit. It's still rotating. Rotating.
See, like, as long as they got NCT, they don't have to debut any more boy groups. As crazy as much as SM gets on my nerves, that's very smart.
Well, they can still survive off of EXO whenever they get a comeback, and SHINee when it comes to the boy groups.
So it's not 3 groups. So SM plans to debut 4 new groups this year and plans for SM 3.0. So it's going to be 4. 4 groups. Oh my God.
I just want to know, are we leaving Kwon Gwangi? Are we leaving that in the past?
I don't know. They're trying to get us in there. I don't want to be. I left a long time ago, and I think people are still being held hostage in there.
Last time I checked, I think Mark had a super army of villains and stuff, and they done took over now. So, like, everybody's, like, trapped there.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, no. People are still trapped in there. See, this is bad. This is really bad. Man, this is terrible. I swear, SM Entertainment, is, like you said, Nicole, it's literally a company that starts projects but never finish them. This is so...
Like, I just feel like you were saying, it's an experiment, and they're going to see who's going to sink and who's going to swim. I feel like that's what's going to happen. They're going to see who's going to do the most numbers. Whoever gets the most popularity and all that type of stuff, they're going to push them and put the other ones back into the storage room.
This is going to be a lot of stress. Now, let me read y'all how this is going to go, because this is crazy. So, the CEO said a multi-production label center or system, music production strategy designed to help SM release more music and debut more artists by transitioning from one executive producer overseeing the production process to several production centers that can focus on different projects. With this new strategy...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
SM Entertainment now has plans to debut at least 2 new groups per year, up from debuting one group every 3.5 years on average, and release over 40 albums per year, up from releasing an annual average of 31 albums. Also, as a part of their new music production strategy, SM Entertainment also announced plans to debut 4 new musical acts sometime this year. This includes NCT Japanese subunit Tokyo, a new boy group, a girl group, and a virtual solo artist. We already know who that is. Those details of SM new groups have yet to be released. It's previously reported that Navis, a character from a girl group Aespa Fictional Lore, will make her musical debut as an AI artist. And during Aespa's VR concert at this year's South by Southwest Festival this March. Apart from announcing the roster of new acts, SM Entertainment also outlined plans to release over 40 albums for 2023. These comprise 7 albums within the first quarter of year, 12 albums each for the second and third quarter of the year, and 10 albums for the fourth quarter of the year. Oh my God, they about to work people to death.
Mark, I feel sorry for you, bro. I know he's gonna be helping with at least 20 of them albums.
Oh, little Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
40 albums? 40.
That's overdoing it, though. 40?
For real.
So, okay, 40. Like, damn, I know NCT got like 37 units, but they can't even do that.
And it's just like, did y'all get that much into a panic with YG and the emergency group that y'all did this whole meeting in the first place? Are y'all that concerned? Or was y'all upset? Well, y'all feel like this is an opportunity. Well, since BTS popularity going to die down due to the military, this is our chance.
Basically, This is a great way to get bankrupt real early. Y'all losing more money than they're not gonna profit off of this at all. Like, you can't wait for the groups that come out yet to get opportunities and shine. You just gonna put them on the back burner. SM, man, oh my goodness. They done see Lee Soomin, I blame it on him. He keeps leaving his half empty wine bottles. People are drinking out of them, getting drunk, thinking of ideas. Poor Boa. Boa done saved his company from bankrupt, and look.
He can't save him no more. Boa done, she done did all she could.
Yeah, they gonna be doing their bankruptcy tour soon along with JY Penny List.
It took me out.
Damn. Go ahead, Coco.
The what's in mix? They're doing this new concept now. It's like I don't know. They're like doing some type of lore. Everybody has lore and concept. I mean, I know everybody have a concept, but now they're doing like a storyline and lore. And I'm like, oh, they need a new concept, because honey, that last concept was just bad.
I just don't understand. Since, okay, Luna and Dreamcatcher started that lore series. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to do it. But not everybody can be Luna and Dreamcatcher.
Exactly.
Luna.
I know, sis. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.
Bro, free my girl, man. Free them.
I'm so mad, man. I just want to just throw a chair or something, man. It's making me mad,
and
man.
They sit here. They trying to do too dirty. Y'all done already picked her out for something she ain't even do.
Oh, she
and now y'all trying to pull an SM begging folks, well, oh, please don't let her perform in Korea. No, they already know that she's going to be the new IU soon, and they trying to get ahead of the game, but it's too late.
Now, you can't get mad at her. All she did was ask where her money was at. Where the money? And y'all couldn't answer the question, so here we are. Even her mama wanted to know where my child money at.
Got that girl working for free, working her ass off, trying to make sure y'all damn lights and stuff is on.
Right, and they up here running from tax evasion. Like, how did that even happen?
They could have get y'all like how they got Lee Sumer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm so glad that Vivi and Hyunjin, they went ahead and filed that injunction. They gonna win theirs.
Yep, especially they were there the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
This is just sad. I miss them girls. It's not fair.
I just really hope they can get through this and they can just, you know, regroup. Even if they got rebrand, I don't care. I just want to see them all together again.
Right. Because that's the first girl group that I was like, yes, finally. This is great.
Yeah. Something different. Something with some type of depth and meaning. And just like all this come out that they pretty much in a literal slave contract. Like, no.
Them poor babies been working their ass off since they were minors.
Yeah, they all joined when they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Eugene is the youngest. She did 14. 14 years old. That didn't get paid that one dime. One dime. E said,
and then Olivia been working her ass off since day one. They ain't even let her train. They told her to go out there and do what she do best.
Crazy. And she's one of the babies of the group. Eve said during one Idol Olympics, they were asked, Eve, what do you want to do? She said, I just want to go outside. They weren't letting these girls go outside.
They had to beg to go outside.
They weren't allowed to go outside. And, you know, they found, and you know, the manager got mad at them because, you know, Vivi and Hostel, they wanted some chicken, so they ate some chicken. And the manager found the chicken bones in the trash in their room, and they got scolded. I'm like, they can't eat no chicken?
Of digging in the trash, that's very dirty of him.
Ew. Let my girls eat some chicken. They trying to enjoy their Popeyes. Y'all won't let them girls eat no chicken.
Right. All that damn good ass chicken over there in Korea. And they can't have none?
Hyunjin went to Japan. And they wouldn't let her eat the whole day. That girl, Hyunjin gonna eat. She snuck her some Kit Kats and she was eating. She said, I'm gonna eat.
Kit Kats.
They won't let them eat. They won't let them. I found out all this stuff. They wouldn't let these girls eat. They wouldn't let them do a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We up here thinking, Blackberry had us fooled. We up here thinking that them girls was being taken care of. And they, man.
We should have known when they weren't giving them comebacks. And SM had to sit here and give them songs and stuff and money to promote.
That message.
SM had to step in.
That angers me.
And have people thinking that they was going bankrupt. No, they was just being cheap.
And they still ain't paid the stylist her money.
Child.
That stylist was like, I ain't getting paid nothing. Nothing. And the stuff they wearing ain't cheap neither.
No. Neither is that makeup.
And you see the way they've been dressing when they had them comebacks, too. So I was just like, come on, man. Come on.
Especially, where did all that money from the tour go? Because if I'm not mistaken,
when artists go on tour, half the like majority of that money is supposed to be theirs.
They ain't get it.
That's what I would think.
They ain't get none
but
of that
they
money.
In that trash contract. Like the more they work, the more they got owed.
That's why, you know, the Orbits had did that petition and they had canceled the comeback because only like what a
3% of people bought the album.
That was it. And you know, PTT sold a lot. They didn't see not one penny of that at all.
I'm so upset because that was a good ass song.
Sure was. They didn't even get no money for, you know, the season greetings or nothing either. Because them season greetings are like a, you know, a lot of people buy them season greetings and they made a lot of money off of it, but they never seen it.
Damn, it's like the Backstreet Boys, remember? They were sitting watching their butt off.
And Lou Pearlman just... That man was horrible.
All that money.
That man was awful anyway. Is he dead?
I would think so. Hold on, let me check.
And don't forget about Pebbles and what she did to TLC.
Man. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he died.
He dead. Oh, shoot, we got a minute on here. Oh, that's good, though. We just been in here talking and everything like that. Yeah, man.
And Chris Brown, we ain't forget about you, you crackhead.
We'll talk about you on the next podcast.
We will, because you will not sit up here and disrespect Robert Glasper. That man's a legend. He been in hip-hop for a long time.
Right.
You got me messed up on 37 seconds. But for real, though, man, we're going to be on the next podcast. We're going to see y'all Monday. Monday night here at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Gigi.
I'm AE.
And I'm Nicole.
Y'all have a good night.